This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. The Pacific Gas and Electric power outage map is clear this morning, but for about 10 hours between yesterday evening and early this morning, that wasn't the case. Tree limbs came into contact with power lines in northeastern Humboldt, and that caused a power outage that left some 2,000 residents in and around Hoopa and Wichpeck in the dark. Once the problem was identified, power was restored to about three-quarters of those affected, with full power restoration achieved at just before 4 o'clock this morning. Speaking of PG&E, the utility will have helicopters flying out of Murray Field in Eureka today as they head to areas like Bloxburg and Alder Point to search for downed trees that could pose a risk to equipment. You could see aircraft as low as 200 feet today between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. as they follow routes above power distribution lines. The sheriff's office has issued a missing persons report for Spanish national Ivan Linan, who may have suffered a mental health crisis in Carlotta Tuesday morning before he went missing. Linan was a passenger in a car when he began to act erratically and started to assault the driver, who pulled over to the side of the road near mile marker 12 on Highway 36 outside Carlotta. Linan then exited the car and fled into a wooded area. He hasn't been seen since. The sheriff's search and rescue team searched the area yesterday morning to no avail, and Linan, an adult white male in his 30s with reddish-brown hair and a beard, remains missing. A Trinity County Sheriff's deputy on patrol on Highway 36 south of Hayfork conducted a traffic stop on a pickup truck that was hauling an enclosed trailer. A search of the truck and trailer turned up about 2,000 pounds of processed marijuana, along with more than $22,000 in cash. The driver, 54-year-old James Bonnet of Nevada, was cited on possession and transportation charges and released at the scene. Assemblymember Jim Wood, co-chair of the Select Health Committee in the State Assembly, will host a second hearing regarding health care services in the state on December 11th in Los Angeles. The committee has been charged with identifying ways the state can provide more affordable access to health care to more people, with the end goal being health care for all. A third meeting is scheduled for early next year. State Senator Scott Weiner of San Francisco wants California to allow bars and restaurants to remain open past 2 a.m., and he's introduced a bill that would make that happen. Similar bills have never made it out of committee in the past, and Weiner wants to allow local communities to adopt ordinances that would allow certain bars to remain open past 2 a.m. Weiner thinks he can succeed where other legislators have failed 4 times in the past 15 years. The City of Arcata will host a special City Council meeting on Monday at the D Street Neighborhood Center, and the agenda items will be a discussion surrounding the future of the McKinleyville statue in the plaza and a plaque on the Jacoby Storehouse that honors the building as a National Historic Landmark. Some residents think they should be removed. No final decision on either item will be made at that meeting. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.